22 of December 2020. Reflection for Advent. Why should I still be afraid? With a child comes a new time, the hour of grace. All are called, all are invited to receive it. God makes it easy for us to come to Him. The tenderness of the child proclaims, "Do not be afraid, I am here." Why should I still be afraid?
Conditor almis iderum, eterna lux credentium, Christe redemptor omnium, exaudi prece supplicum.
The Heavenly Father sends His Son and says, "I'm coming so close to you. Do not be afraid. The Savior is born to you. If everyone forgets you, I will not forget you. How could I ever forget you, Ephraim? Why should I still be afraid?"
Qui condolens imperitu, mortis perire seculum, salvas te mundum languidum, donans reis remedium.
The light shines in the darkness. Death, where is your sting? Hell, where is your victory? You escaped from Herod. You were brought to Egypt. You preached the gospel. Why should I still be afraid?
Vergente mundi vespere, ut sponsus te talamo, egressus honestissima, virginis matris clausula.
You threw my sins behind your back. You opened the door to eternity for me. You revealed to us the beloved Father. You gave the Virgin Mary as our mother. Why should I still be afraid?
Cuius forti potentiae genu corvantur omnia, celestia terrestria, ludo fatentur subdita.
You have rejected the devil. You have broken the power of darkness, exalted the lowly, and humbled the proud. Why should I still be afraid?
Te deprecamur agie, venture iudex seculi, conserva nos in tempore, hostis a te lo perfidi.
You sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, with the Father, raised the dead, healed the lepers, and on the cross you offered your forgiving love to all people. Why should I still be afraid?
Laus honor virtus gloria, Deo Patri et Filio, Santo simul Paraclito, in seculorum secula.
Lord, help our small faith. Lord, make us like you. Lord, save us from ourselves and give us endless trust. Then, O Lord, we will fear no more.
Orex gentium et desidera tuus earum lapisque angularis qui facis utraque unum veni et salva hoc.